Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hell yeah! Yeah!
Man, here's what I'll tell you is 7-3, all right? First division win, all right? And, man, how similar was that to the first game we played against those guys, okay? Where you get the lead, and then it gets a little bit sideways in there, and we learned from that, and it took all three phases there at the end, for us to win, all right? Man, we have got so much to tighten up. I can't wait to watch this tape with you guys, but it's going to be after a victory Monday.
Yes, sir! Bring on in!
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
It's going to get better!
It's going to get better!
It better get better!
It better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3,
better!
Man.
Ben Johnson and his crew are having themselves a time.
But you heard the honesty in there.
Being played in the background.
What's the choice? Educate me. What's the funky soulful choice?
You know that choice? Who loves that song?
Wait, no. So that's the
Zoom.
One. That's Zoom. That's what Kevin turned me on to. I had to admit
That's right. When you and Kevin Warren bonded over music.
Yeah. We bonded over music, and we were talking about Frankie Beverly and Maze.
A bond that has continued to this day.
We bonded over Stevie Wonder. That's right. He has not responded to the playlist I shared with him. Kevin Warren's soul. He has not responded to that. But yeah, then he got us into this one. And Kevin is very much the focus after what happened there last night.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's the building that Kevin Warren built. It was interesting because Kevin Burkhart, during the broadcast yesterday, said, man, you're not going to find a more beautiful stadium than this one in the NFL.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I was sitting there going, that's exactly what the Bears are trying to do with what it is that they're going to do, obviously, I think, in Arlington Heights.
All right, let's get to this because everybody's talking about it. Last night I did the Fox show that you usually do, Lawrence. Either you do it or I do it. They never had us both. They should have us both at the same damn time. It was me and Gabe Ramirez last night. But I got in there and everybody's like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Can you believe they gave Kevin Warren a game ball? All the producers, like, everybody's talking about it. Yeah, they gave Kevin Warren a game ball. Here's how it sounded in the post-game locker room.
Last one here, man, is a special man. And a lot of you guys don't see what he does behind the scenes, but he worked here for a number of years, okay? Ooh. It's his birthday tomorrow, and I know this one meant just a little bit more to him. Kevin Warren, win! Yeah!
When you get my age, the longer you live, you recognize two words: trust God.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Warren.
I wasn't expecting that to be the way that he went, but I probably should have expected that was that's the way it would go. But
I guess so. Your thoughts?
I am now here for all of the ad libs that go on whenever Ben or anyone in that locker room is talking. I am here for all the ooh, ooh, woo. I'm here for all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Warren, win! Yeah!
The White Sox, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
That was a surprising. That was a surprising way for him to go. Extremely surprising. I heard from a lot of people.
He's always been very respectful of the White Sox place in sports in Chicago.
One of the key franchises. I heard from a lot of people who thought it was BS that Kevin Warren was in there. BS that Kevin Warren gets a game ball. Did you hear that from people? Did you see that from people? Does anybody feel that way of this four-pack right here? Because I know some callers, texters, friends of mine feel that way.
Look, he is in the locker room every week. Every week. I've gone and covered three games. He has been there all three times. Whenever you see the videos of Ben Johnson, he is there. So there are a lot of things that you might have a criticism of Kevin Warren for, and I understand that. He is there. Like he makes it a point to be seen and to lend his support through his being there. So I don't have a problem. The team president being in the locker room is not a problem for me.
And
he's been in there when it's been great, and he's also in there when it's been bad. So I'm not going to eat his lunch for that.
How about getting a game ball?
I do think that's a little weird, but
Kevin Warren, win!
We're the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We own 326 acres.
It's a little
Danny
weird.
Is on one today, and I am here for it.
I think Danny it's might strange. Think it's a little weird. I think he's
no, it's really cool, especially considering it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Kevin Warren! They can give out more game balls, right? Like
they could give three to players and also one to Kevin. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, or yeah.
Well, he gave one to Cairo, one to Devin Duvernay. And one to Kevin. Here's the reality, though, okay? If Kevin Warren doesn't convince the McCaskies that it's time to stop hiring lackeys as head coaches,
he ain't coming for no haircut.
Ben Johnson doesn't get this job. If Kevin Warren doesn't convince the McCaskies that they got to pay $14 million a year for the number one candidate out there and give him the freaking keys to the building, which they have, Ben Johnson doesn't get this job. So that is the big boss. That's more so Ben Johnson's boss than Ryan Poles is Ben Johnson's boss. So just understand the power structure. And I've talked about you trying to build culture up and down if you're Ben and you're working with Kevin as you build culture and try to transform an absolute dog crap organization that we know was dog crap. That's your partner. Kevin Warren is Ben's partner in rebuilding this thing, and that includes ownership.
I'll say this, Spiegs, for me, and you know that I am filled with a lot of skepticism and cynicism when it comes to a lot of this stuff. I would be more skeptical and cynical if this was Matt Eberflus last year doing something like that.
Absolutely.
Where it would feel disingenuous. It would feel like a guy trying to save his job versus a coach being appreciative of what it meant to Kevin to probably go back there now with a team that could go in and win. So I there's candy for everybody, right? Like, the team's winning, so everyone gets to have a piece of the success. So I don't really have an issue with it.
I can't get over the optic of, like, Flus go back to last year. This last one here, it's for the fans. Aren't you guys great? It's a game ball for all you fans. And he just points the football at the camera.
Wait, did that happen?
No, but Lawrence is saying, like, you know, you could tell if, like, you know, if it was a guy, yeah, you know, at the end, you know, yeah, on his way out. Yeah,
just right, right.
Yeah, Matt Eberflus doing his best Mick Foley impersonation, trying to get a crowd popping, trying to get some sympathy. Like, Ben's got the keys to Chicago right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got the keys to the organization. It's like, I don't know if George McCaskey has ever been in there for those kind of post-game moments. I don't know. But Kevin is the guy who talks to the McCaskies and also talks to Poles and talks to Ben. Like, you know, Ben Johnson is building culture up and down in that organization with his partner, Kevin Warren. And so I don't have a problem with him getting a game ball. I do think it's a little out of the norm, but I think it's understandable when you remember the context and the reality. Let's go to the phone
I'm
lines.
Right there with you.
I'm
totally fine with it.
Let's go to the phone lines, and I'll get to that that Caleb and Ben narrative somewhere along the way. But let's go to the phone lines. Andy is in Wisconsin. Andy is first up on a Football Monday. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, but don't forget the first place Football Monday. Secondly, just talking about living up here in Wisconsin, guys, it's, you know, obviously we've been really bad for a long time. And we're starting to gain a little traction with some of the talk shows up here on, you know, are the Bears legit or not? So that's just great. But The reason why I called was, you know, listening to Ben and seeing him on the sideline. I mean, he's obviously wants perfection, and he gets very, very animated sometimes. And then you got Caleb, who's just Mr. Calm. I think these guys, they compliment each other so well. I don't know if you guys caught after the game when Caleb was walking onto the field to do handshakes, he was shaking his head. And it wasn't because, in my opinion, he didn't believe, oh my God, we just won. It's because we should not even have got here. We should not be going to, you know, a last minute field goal to win the game. You know, so I just think they compliment each other so well. And then my question to you guys is, do you think Caleb's dad is happy he's in Chicago now, or do you still want him to go?
That's a funny question. We'll get to the dad part in a minute. But yeah, Caleb shaking his head was a very interesting thing. It caused people, and I thought it was, Lawrence, that he was like, he knew that they were fortunate to get out of there with
yes,
a win.
I agree with the caller wholeheartedly that it was – him being like, man, we could have won this game by a lot more. Maybe I didn't put the team in the best position. We're lucky to get out of here with a win, but we got to win. And I would say that I think that we're seeing Caleb actually turn into a little bit, like take some of Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
And the way that he reacts to things. Look, it's a whole thing. If you want to go look it up on Instagram or TikTok or on Twitter, Ben Johnson's reactions to stuff has become a whole thing. And usually that reaction to things is him with a stone face and acting like he expected these things to happen. So if the quarterback is now mimicking the coach in that regard, I think that's good. And I'm okay with either way. I'm all right if he's super excited with it. Like, that's a good thing, to be excited for yourself and your teammates at where you're at. And if he's like, man, I'm excited, but we can do better, that's exactly the type of mentality you want a young quarterback to take on.
Yeah, I agree. And that's Ben's mentality. Ben says it in everything. He said it in his celebration like the last 3 weeks. Oh, we got a lot to clean up. Can't wait to watch the tape with you guys because he's going to tell him the truth about everything. This is the end of Caleb's postgame. 9 minutes. And in the last 30 seconds, he's got kind of a knowing smile on his face as he talks about what they have and have not accomplished.
It's a confidence builder for me to be able to trust them and put the ball in the right spot at the right time. And it's only growing. And we're at the halfway mark of the season, or two games, you know, or 1 to 2 games past it. And we haven't scratched the surface of how talented, how special we are on this side of the ball. And I'm excited to show it. I'm excited to showcase it. I'm excited to get up every single day and, you know, keep grinding with these guys and showcase it at the end of the day. And, you know, I think that's coming up. And, you know, you get little glimpses of it, you know, throughout games and throughout the season so far. But, you know, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, he knows it, and he tries to stay positive and confident. Says, we're going to get 30 today. We're going to get 30 today. Okay, next week. We're going to get 30 next week or whatever. But, you know, he knows they haven't scratched the surface.
I think that whenever we – it's difficult, Spies, because, you know, you don't want to compare necessarily things from the non-football world to the football world. It's not always apples to apples. It sometimes feels like it's a little trite. But I think that everyone can remember a time when whatever team, whether it's your sales team or your business, things went well and people are excited, and you found yourself looking at the next thing or looking at, man, that was a great win for us. We should accept that as a business or as a culture or for us, like a show. Like, we had a great show, but there are things that we can make it even better. So when I see Caleb accept that there are things that can be improved upon, I feel like it's growth. Like that, and so the idea that, because think about all the things that people say about Caleb. I'm good with him either way. I'm good with him if he wants to be a cheerleader for his teammates, and I think that we saw some of that yesterday too, which we'll get to later on in the show. But I want him to feel comfortable in wanting to get more out of himself and his talent.
So 312-644-6767 is the number. Got some open phone lines. We're taking your calls on Spiegel and Holmes. I think Caleb's dad is probably pretty damn happy. He's got a great coach.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Right, yeah, I think he's probably pretty damn happy. But phone lines open. This is Dave in Park Ridge. You're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's up, Dave? How are you? Dave. Could not be available. We'll get back to the phone lines in a second. Lawrence, here was the narrative that that I've started to see via text, and I heard from some people last night. Man, and I think Olin was referring to it as well. Ben Johnson doesn't trust Caleb Williams. He took the ball out of his hands late in that game, and that, you know, you want your quarterback to be the one to make the plays, but instead Ben ran the ball a lot. And Olin was guessing on the post-game show that Caleb's frustration was in part because he didn't have a chance to play a big role there at the end. And Olin said he's cool with that. He's totally fine with that if that's what Caleb's mindset was. The point that I wanted to make was, if you're Ben Johnson, do you trust Caleb Williams right now? Do you have to? Do you need to?
Trust is something that's usually earned,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I don't know that. I mean, we just told you about that possession when they were up 16-10 or up 16-3 and had a chance to go put him away, and he got sacked twice on three plays when he dropped back, and then thereafter he comes back and he runs the hell out of the ball because they can run the hell out of the ball. I got no problem with him using the run with a young quarterback. That's kind of the dream, is that you protect your young quarterback while you win games. I got no problem with that choice by a coach.
How about it doesn't have to be binary, and that we give him credit, Ben credit, for making the snap judgment in the moment? For example, we have a lot of evidence from the 2025 season of Caleb can lead the team down the field at the end of the game and score a touchdown. We've got evidence of that. We've seen it. We saw it a couple weeks ago. We saw it last week. Like, we've seen him be the catalyst for the Bears getting in a position to win a game.
Yeah, and they'll do that. And Ben said that he would have been confident without the big kickoff return. He's like, yeah, 50 seconds, three timeouts, I think we would have got it done.
And if in that moment, figuring out how that game was working and how there was a shift a little bit inside of that game, if Ben was like, you know what, considering that we are inside, I trust my kicker, we are close enough, whatever it takes. I think this is going to be a thing for me over the next few weeks if the Bears keep winning. I think that the way that the Bears win is now become paramount to them winning, and I'm not comfortable with that yet. I look at it as everyone has been trying to get to this place with the team actually winning, mm-hmm. and now it's like the winning isn't good enough, and that boggles my mind. It feels like a fan base that has had more success than what the Bears have had recently.
Hey, man, but it's the quarterback. They were promised jetpacks, as you like to say. The quarterback's completion percentage right now is under 60%, which is crazy. The quarterback,
I believe both quarterbacks were 50% yesterday. They had the exact same numbers, I think, 16 to 32.
Caleb Williams is 31st in completion percentage in the NFL. And Ben Johnson said he wants him up at 70. Like, and there's reasons for that, and we can discuss it, et cetera. So, but that's okay because they're finding ways to win. This is what you do. This is what Belichick did with young Brady, right? But it's also what the Jets did with Chad Pennington.
Well, but I do think that there's a big talent gap there between
I do too.
Chad Pennington and Caleb Williams.
I do too. We're waiting for it all to come to the fore in the full bloom of NFL quarterbacking, but it's okay to be running the hell out of the ball while you're waiting for it to come to the fore. That's just where we are in the process. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it, but I think it's okay to acknowledge where we are in the process too.
It is, but it's also okay to be like, look at that. They found a way.
Yes.
You're looking for them to find a way to win games. And I thought that we were in a place where people would rather they win them than lose them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.